Welcome to ANI in the Air, Wondrous Wednesday. This is where I talk about something wondrous. Last we left back in November, December, I'm not sure which. I was talking about evolution. Thought I'd pick that up again. So, we had the origin of life from 4 billion years ago or so. And then life kind of just went along. There was some interesting advances. I think perhaps the biggest one was the mitochondria joining with the cells. Kind of two different organisms joining together as one, and that's what all of our cells do now. But there was another very significant event in evolution, which was the joining of two individuals of the same species to create a third. That event unlocked very rapid evolution. Before then, it was, I believe, pretty much just single-celled organisms. Happened about a billion years ago or so, I believe. And, after that point, animals, plants, fungi, they all evolved. And question is sort of, what was so powerful about it? Well, there was a couple of like competing influences, as I understand it. Namely, each individual would contribute one of each chromosome, the DNA stuff that has the genes in it. And by having a second individual do that, things that were damaged could be dealt with in a more stable fashion and repaired. So that's one wonderful bit of that. But another bit was changing it up. So basically, let's just take humans. Humans have 23 chromosomal pairs, and each pairing from one of the parents, each parent has two, and so you can choose one out of two of those. So for each sort of chromosome pair, there's basically four choices that can happen. And then from that, you have 23 pairs, and so you have 4 to the 23rd possible different chromosomal arrangements. Now, not everything on the chromosomes are different from each other, but it's, sufficiently enough difference that variation can happen from all that. And just how big is 4 to the 23rd? Well, 4 to the 23rd means you have 23 fours being multiplied together. Instead of fours, you could go to twos, and twos becomes 2 to the 46. That's how many twos you got. Now, 2 to the 10th is 1,024, or about 1,000. So, 2 to the 46 is, you've got 4 1,000s basically being multiplied there, or 1,000 is 3 tens, so 12 tens. And then you have 2 to the 6 left over, and that's 64. So round that up, you got 7 times 10 to the 13th, so 70 trillion different unique individuals possible from two people producing a third. That's pretty fantastic. 70 trillion. That's a lot. And that's just one couple. Then you have that across from billions of people, and you have a lot of variation and differences going on. Now, to what extent the genes and the chromosomes are different in producing differences, I don't really know. Obviously, all of our basic structures need to be replicated, but there's always lots of variations, and I imagine that the ones that are most susceptible to interesting variations are the most varied in our population, and the others kind of get honed down. How that happens, I have no idea. I also have no idea how different number of chromosomal pairs evolve over time. I can only imagine that there's some sort of merging and breaking of chromosomes that can happen, discarding, I don't know. But it's hard to understand how that actually happens with different individuals coming together. If somebody's got different number of pairs, I feel like that's kind of problematic. So I don't know. That's something I wonder about. But basically, that combinatorial power is what's responsible for the rapid adaptation that we see in life. From a billion years ago, we went from just single-celled organisms to like almost everything we see. Grass, trees, people, squirrels. Right, I'm just talking about what I'm actually literally seeing right now. I don't actually see any birds. The birds. I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, that's, it's just fantastic variability. And, you know, before this introduction of this concept of two individuals producing a third happened, the way change happened was random mutations in the copying mechanism when a cell would just, you know, get enough stuff going on that it would want to split into two. And, you know, so it would make a copy of itself and there'd be errors in that process. There could also be other damages, even in existing cells, just one cell. And so, that kind of random change is not very effective most of the time. It's probably a bad thing that happened, and very rarely would it, you know, something good happen from it. Of course, we're talking billions of years, so rare is still quite likely to happen. But it certainly takes much longer. When you have this chromosomal pairing going on, you can have all that variation working in something that actually does work. You have these two individuals, they've got chromosomes that are working, and they're pairing up in different ways. And so when you combine them in new stuff, that mixing kind of can generate something new and interesting. And if that's more well adapted to the environment around, then that individual is more successful and, you know, the passes it along. And if it becomes more and more successful, becomes more and more in the population, then pretty soon the population has those new stuff filtering in. So, I mean, there still must be some source of changes and mutations, but it's quite fascinating. Anyway, 70 trillion. That's how many different people two people can produce. Isn't that amazing? That's amazing. Anyway, that might have been more of a Millions Monday thing, but I enjoyed it. So, power of evolution, power of two people coming together to produce a third is, you know, amazing. All right. Thanks for listening, and see you when I see you.